A new Republican president takes office. Half the nation is appalled, it becomes divided, and more people get involved in activism. No, we're not talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about another famous president. But this one was elected more than a century ago. University of Washington history professor Jim Gregory talked to KUAW's Ross Reynolds about the comparison.
We've had an election that delivered not only a shock, but a dramatic change in government that half the population, at least, was not prepared for and finds very scary. And that's different than any situation that I can think of in the last century, certainly, maybe going back to the election of Abraham Lincoln in 1860, which polarized the nation and then led to, as we know, incredible violence. The shock of Lincoln's election and the shock of Trump's election are somewhat similar.
People might be surprised to hear you say that, thinking they're two very different presidents.
They were very different presidents at different ends of the history of the Republican Party and show something of the change in that party. But in terms of political dynamics, we haven't had an election since then that turned out to deliver such a big surprise and such a huge turn in the nature and direction of governance. So what we're seeing in forms of protest is not one-issue protests. It's not a grievance that's been built up over generations and as carefully managed as the civil rights movements, nor protest over the war in Vietnam, which arose out of a specific set of issues, but instead kind of a panic on the part of many Americans over the new direction, the sudden new direction that they were not prepared for and find really scary. Instead of social movements acting in the street over issues, this set of protests arises out of partisan differences. It's Democrats who are angry, and it's a whole political party that, in a sense, is mobilizing. And that's, again, really different than anything that we've seen in certainly a century.
How about the tactics and the methods of the protest when you see what's been happening so far, what's been planned? Anything new or different there from what we've seen in the past in protest movements?
In many cases, these protests are being supported by local and state governments. So it's not extra political. This is happening within the political system. We have a mayor and a governor in this state, and likewise in California and some other blue states, that encourage the protests, join the protests. They almost become official acts of governance, and especially the giant women's marches were so supported by officials at the state and local levels. And that's really different. Imagine the anti-war movements with that kind of support. Never would have happened. Nor did the civil rights movements have that kind of governmental support.
You know, you referenced the election of Lincoln as being a similar shock to the body politic and the change that it was. Were there protest movements then all against Lincoln that way?
Yeah, it was called secession. The states in the South were so mobilized against this that the legislatures, you know, rebelled and declared they were leaving the Union, and we had a civil war. The dynamics, you know, at least on the surface, in terms of sort of whole states being involved in opposition, you know, they share something in common with that 1860 secession movements. I don't see anybody settling this down. It seems like a war that's going to continue for some time.
That's University of Washington history professor Jim Gregory speaking with KUAW's Ross Reynolds. You'll hear more about the new activism around Puget Sound this week and next as part of reporting by the KUAW politics team on President Trump's impact on the region.